Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. School is out for the summer. What's a kid to do? I want to remind folks that we have lots of great summer programs coming up at the Extension Office. You can find more information about those by giving us a call to see which ones may be appropriate for youth of different ages. You can also find information on upcoming summer programs by checking out our website, www.extension.iastate.edu/CASS. Just Google Cass County ISU Extension if you don't want to write all that down, or follow us on Facebook to keep up to date on all of the great summer programming opportunities. A couple I do want to highlight real quick. First of all, the registration deadline for the 2014 Iowa 4-H Youth Conference in Ames is the 30th of May, which is this coming Friday. The Iowa 4-H Youth Conference is in Ames, June 24th through the 26th. It is open to high school age youth and do not have to be 4-H members. Any high school age youth features three fun-filled days of speakers, fun, friends, community service, memories, workshops, hands-on experiences, and so much more. Talent shows, music, dancing, all sorts of fun stuff like that. If you've not been before, lots of fun. You can look up more information on that on the Iowa State University Extension 4-H webpage, or give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, and we will get you hooked up. Again, that deadline to attend that conference is coming up this Friday, May 30th, so be sure and get your registration in. Also coming up is lots of registration deadlines for many of our summer conservation camps that we do in conjunction with the Cass County Conservation Board. Registration form for those and all of the deadlines and different descriptions for those camps and all the locations also on our website or available by stopping in the office and picking up one of those. Also, once we get the kids all settled away for the summer, we turn to our Extension Garden Calendar and a few things to remember coming up on there as well. First of all, in May, you can start looking for caterpillars on pine trees to make sure that you don't have insect infestations. A great reminder to mulch around any newly planted trees, and I know that there have been several trees that died back or were severely damaged by the very heavy winter we had this last year. So if you are planting or replanting a tree, make sure and get a good layer of mulch around that. That will save you a lot of headache from dehydration and stress to the tree. Mulching helps keep down weed competition. It helps increase the soil moisture retention and makes it so you don't have to water those trees quite as often, helps them get the best possible start. For more information on how to do that, the best way to plant and mulch a tree, stop by the office or find more information on our website. We do have several good publications about tree selection and tree planting. Also, as fruit trees around the area start to bud out, a good reminder to hand thin fruit on apples or other fruit trees. A good time to do that is around bud break or shortly thereafter. If it looks like you're going to have a very heavy fruit crop in the coming year, you may want to thin some of that back to prevent alternate bearing, which is when trees produce a very heavy fruit crop one year and then a very light fruit crop the next year. If you can thin back some of the blossoms in the heavy producing years, you will get a consistent, even fruit crop from that tree year after year. Also, a good reminder when planting trees to water your newly planted trees on a regular basis. From the Yard and Garden column this week, we're talking about selecting trees and shrubs to grow in those more difficult areas in the yard. The horticulture experts at ISU Extension are giving us some suggestions for trees and shrubs to grow in shade, in wet soils, and in very dry soils. And again, this is one of the topics on the ISU Extension homepage. We'll hit a few of the highlights, and if you want to remember all of those, you can go to the webpage or stop by the Extension office. We'd be happy to print you off a copy of this. If you're looking for trees or shrubs to grow in shade, and the shade would be considered partial shade areas, receive 2 to 4 hours of sun per day, as opposed to the 6 to 8 hours that most would receive in full sun areas. So deciduous shrubs that can be grown successfully in those partially shady areas include gray dogwoods, bush honeysuckles, fothergilla, common witch hazel, smooth hydrangeas, virgin sweet spire, Japanese caria, alpine currant, arrowwood viburnum, and American cranberry bush viburnum. Yew, arborvita, and Russian cypress are some evergreen shrubs that grow well in partial shade. If you're looking for a taller tree-type plant that grows successfully in shade, you may want to try the serviceberry, American hornbeam, redbuds, podoga dogwoods, cornelian cherry dogwoods, ironwoods, and the hop tree. If you're looking to fill a wet area in yard or pasture, if you've got shrubs and trees that should be tolerant of those wet soils, include the red chokeberry, common sweet shrub, buttonbush, summer sweet clethora, gray dogwood, radosier dogwood, virgin sweet spire, northern bayberry, purple osier willow, and arrowwood viburnum. Trees that will tolerate those wet locations include the Freeman maple, red maple, silver maple, black alder, river birch, hackberry, black gum, sycamore, swamp white oak, pin oak, weeping willow, and the bald cypress tree. If you've got the opposite problem and have a dry location where you're looking to plant some trees or shrubs, shrub looks to consider include the Siberian pea shrub, American hazelnut, cranberry cotton-easter, hedge cotton-easter, beauty bush, northern bayberry, eastern ninebark, potentilla, Nanking cherry, fragrant sumac, alpine currant, Japanese spirea, Vanuit spirea, and coral berry. Trees for dry locations include the northern catalpa, hackberry, Turkish filbert, thornless honey locust, Kentucky coffee tree, ironwood, white oak, bur oak, and silver linden. Again, for that complete list, you can visit the ISU Extension website, stop by the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds, or give us a call anytime, 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.